May God be with you. Welcome. For some of you, this is your first time being here, so a few words of introduction. We will hear the scriptures, hear a reflection on the scriptures that leads us into our later annual meeting, and we will share the bread and wine of the Eucharist. And when we do so, everyone is welcome to have the bread and wine if you would like to do so. You're welcome to come up the aisle and receive the bread and wine and then go back to your place. If you're more comfortable having a blessing, you can have a blessing instead, or simply stay in your place and pray. We will be serving a lunch after the service in this space, and feel free to take the food and bring it to be at your seat wherever you're sitting. And our annual meeting follows that. Everyone is welcome to stay if you would like to do so. This service includes a number of special things. You're going to hear readings in African languages. The English is side by side, and so you'll understand, but also enjoy the beautiful sounds. We're going to share African food, and we cooked it yesterday, and I learned a little bit about cooking, but the experts are here. And right now, and at the end, we're going to have an African song. And so I invite our singers to come up and lead us in praise.
Shima, eh, ni busa chuti, tu fatai. Dear friends, we gather this day on the traditional and unceded territory of the Algonquin nation. May we always dwell on this land with respect and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
God, whose Son was revealed in majesty before he suffered death upon the cross, give us faith to perceive his glory, that being strengthened by his grace, we may be changed into his likeness from glory to glory, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
First reading from Genesis 17, 1 to 7, 15. And 16 in Luganda. Awo Ibrahim bwe yali yakamala emyaka 9 mu 9 Mukama n'alabikira Ibrahim n'amugamba nti nze Katonda omweza w'ebintu byonna. Tambuliranga maaso gange obeerenga mutuukirivu. Nange ndiragana endagaano yange nze naawe era ndikwaza nnyo. Ibrahim n'avunama amaaso ge. Katonda n'ayogera naye nti, nze laba endagaano yange eri naawe, naawe oliba kitaawe w'amawanga amangi. So tokyayitibwa nate erinnya eryo Ibrahim, naye erinnya lyo linaabanga Ibrahim kubanga nkufudde kitaawe w'amawanga amangi. Era ndikwaza nnyo era ndikufuula amawanga ne bakabaka abaliva mu ggwe. Era ndikunyweza, era ndinyweza endagaano yange, nze naawe, n'ezzadde lyo eririddawo okutuusa emirembe gyabwe gyonna, okuba endagaano eteriddibwa, okuba Katonda eri ggwe n'eri ezzadde lyo eririddawo. Katonda n'agamba Ibrahim nti, Salaayi mukazi wo, tokyamuyita erinnya eryo Salaayi, naye Saala linaabanga linnya lye. Nange ndimuwa omukisa era nate ndimuwa omwana mu ye. Weewaawo ndimuwa omukisa naye aliba nnyina w'amawanga bakabaka b'abantu abaliva mu ye. Wulira omwoyo kye gugamba ekkanisa.
Thank you. second reading is from the book of Romans 4, 13 to 25. And I'll read in my mother tongue, Ikinyarwanda.
Kuko amategeko atariyo yahesheje Aburahamu cyangwa urubyaro rwe isezerano ry'uko azaragwa isi yose, ahubwo yariheshejwe no gukiranuka kuva ku kwizera. Abiringira amategeko iyaba ari bo baragwa, kwizera kuba guhindutse ubusa n'iryo sezerano naryo rikaba ripfuye. Kuko icyo amategeko azana ari umujinya, ariko aho amategeko atari nta gicumiro kihaba. Nicyo gituma byose biheshwa no kwizera ngo bibe iby'ubuntu. Iryo sezerano ribona uko rikomerezwa urubyaro rwose. Nyamara surwa bakomeza amategeko gusa, ahubwo nurwa bafite kwizera kwa Aburahamu, ari we sogokuru wa twese. Nk'uko byanditswe ngo, nkugize sekuruza w'amahanga menshi. Imbere y'iyo yizeye ari yo Mana izura bapfuye, ikita ibitariho nk'aho ari ibiriho. Aburahamu uwo yizeraga yiringiye ibitakwiringirwa ngo abe sekuruza w'amahanga menshi, nk'uko byavuzwe ngo urubyaro rwe niko ruzangana. Kandi nubwo abonye umubiri we umaze gusa n'upfuye, kuko yari amaze imyaka nk'ijana avutse, akabona na Sara yaracuze, kwizera kwe ntikuragacogora. Ahubwo abonye isezerano ry'Imana ntiyashidikanishwa no kutizera, ahubwo akomezwa cyane no kwizera, ahimbaza Imana. Amenya neza yuko ibyo yasezeranije ibasha no kubisohoza. Nicyo cyatumye bimuhwanirizwa no gukiranuka. Icyakora ntibyahindutse kubwe yuko byamuhwanirijwe no gukiranuka, ahubwo no ku bwacu abazabiheshwa n'uko twizeye iyazuye Yesu Umwami wacu, watangiwe ibicumuro byacu akazurirwa kugira ngo dutsindishirizwe. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus began to teach his disciples that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are set in your mind not on divine things, but on human things." He called the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." The Gospel of Christ.
May I speak to you in the name of God, the Creator who loves us and calls us to be with Jesus at the cross. Amen. Today we have, for our annual meeting, an annual report in which I have a report, and this is not that report. I will refer to that report, but this is our special time to hear the texts of the sacred scripture and to open our ears to how they address our wider community, our city, our whole church, even the state of affairs of all of God's creation, on what happens to be our annual meeting weekend. The text is that big. But I found I needed to focus in on a part. And the part that I was drawn to was one that I have to admit mostly I've tried to avoid. It's where Jesus says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it. For me, this has always seemed so stark. After all, we're good people. Why does Jesus have to go to such extreme language about carrying our crosses? Especially when in a few weeks we will read about how Jesus carried his cross. Are we meant to take this literally? Or would saying it's a metaphor let us off the hook? So I've been thinking about how carrying our cross applies to us. It could mean our personal crosses in the sense of our own deepest struggles. Because we all have those. We have our stories of what has brought us this far in our life. And there are hard things. And we are to endure and to be of good courage and go on. Those would be our personal crosses. But if it's about discipleship, maybe we need to extend beyond those personal crosses to that cross which Jesus carried, which I want to take to be all the efforts he made to bring about righteousness, to open us to the kingdom of God, to heal broken people, to draw the circle wider, to welcome and embrace all the ones that our times regard as too contaminated, too impure, or too much trouble. Jesus didn't die for being a nice guy. He died because he said and did things that were unpopular and went against the norms. Carrying our crosses collectively as a church community should mean continuing to carry his cross of all of those things he stood for, even though it was costly to him. And I do have two examples from current events. This week, the Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny died under those peculiar Russian kinds of circumstances where he opposed and his life is finished. Many people have been reflecting on Alexei Navalny and how that was for him. And he has been quoted from his trial of 2 years ago. And I read what he said in his trial. It's very moving. So I'm going to read it. This is what he said. It's about carrying his cross. He says, if you want, I'll talk to you about God and salvation. I'll turn up the volume of heartbreak to the maximum, so to speak, The fact is that I am a Christian, which usually sets me up as an example of constant ridicule in the Anti-Corruption Foundation. Because mostly our people are atheists, and I was once quite a militant atheist myself. But now I am a believer, and that helps me a lot in my activities, because everything becomes much, much easier. I think about things less. There are fewer dilemmas in my life, because there is a book in which, in general, it is more or less clearly written what action to take in every situation. It's not always easy to follow this book, of course, but I'm actually trying. And so, as I said, it's easier for me, probably than for many others, to engage in politics. And he quotes, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied." He continues to say, "I've always thought that this particular commandment is more or less an instruction to activity. And so while certainly not really enjoying the place where I am, I have no regrets about coming back or about what I am doing. It's fine because I did the right thing. On the contrary, I feel a real kind of satisfaction because at some difficult moment, I did as required by the instructions and did not betray the commandment." That's from 2 years before his death. We do not find ourselves in such trying circumstances as an opposition leader in Russia. It isn't as if you have to live under tyranny to actually carry a cross that furthers Jesus' ministry. And here's my second example, which suggests that by standing by while others are carrying their crosses, there's something lacking in us. This one comes from an open letter from Palestinian Christians to the Western church leaders and theologians. It was written in October of 2023, so just a few months ago. And these Palestinian Christians write to us. And they say, "Words fail to express our shock and grief to the ongoing violence and war in our land. We watch with horror the way many Western Christians are offering unwavering support to Israel's war against the people of Palestine. While we recognize the numerous voices that have spoken and continue to speak for the cause of truth and justice in our land, we write to challenge Western church leaders who have voiced uncritical support for Israel and to call them to repent and change. We condemn all acts of civilians, especially defenseless families and children. Yet we are disturbed by the silence of many church leaders and theologians when it is Palestinian civilians who are killed. We are also horrified by the refusal of some Western Christians to condemn the ongoing Israeli occupation of Palestine. And in some instances, their justification of and support for the occupation. Our four neighboring churches, we call ourselves the Four Amigos Churches, that's St. Teresa's Roman Catholic, First Baptist, Knox Presbyterian, and us. We're going to come together to have a vigil for peace in Gaza. Parts of this letter will be read because they tell us that Palestinian Christians have been carrying a heavy cross and they feel alone in doing so. And it's time for us to share it with them. That will happen in about a week and a half, Wednesday, March 6th, at Knox Presbyterian because it is right beside the Human Rights Monument. And I'll be there, and I hope some of you will come with me. What about carrying the cross in our everyday life here in this church? About our everyday life, there's a lot of joy in it. Can you have joy while carrying your cross? Carrying the cross isn't just about how we deal with terrifying circumstances. Otherwise, we would need terrifying circumstances to be happening all the time so that we could think of ourselves as real Christians. To refer briefly to our annual report, which you may have seen already and we will have copies later, a year ago, we were preoccupied about survival. Would the people return to church after the pandemic? Because they had not yet really done so by that point last year. And this was a worry expressed in many congregations of other traditions as well. And what we did was we faithfully continued to worship Sunday by Sunday, and we also planned all kinds of smaller events to encourage people to move past that fear of being together and really enjoy the face-to-face life of being a community again. That approach seems to have worked. We now have a return to healthy participation of numbers here, but attendance is not an end in itself. Having the sense of strength also encourages us to move on and expand our view and our involvement. You see that this morning as we have started our Black History celebration on this last Sunday of February. In fact, we did start on the first Sunday of February by having an informal conversation of what shall we do? And it was a conversation where lots of ideas came up and a bit of worry that we had too many ideas. And then we just did them all anyway. So you see it. What you see is what you get. As you feel the music of African songs, as you hear the sound of African words, as you taste the flavors of African cooking, keep in mind that this is about opening our hearts to each other in friendship and love, and letting our walls down so that we can support each other in carrying those personal crosses. I've visited a couple of churches over the past few weeks, and they both had extensive Black History observances. I thought, wow, really, this is ambitious. But they told me they started small. And so this feels very good, what we're doing today. There will be questions we'll have along the way, and maybe even we've had already. When is it appropriation and when is it representation? Representation feels right. And so these senses of languages and music and food help us to move a little further in remembering that the world is full of wonderful Christian people. We don't know them, but they're our family. We have room for more energy. I noted in our annual report that we now have a clergy team with Alan and Pat and Christina with me here. And I want to dream about what's possible in terms of maybe one extra service on a weekday each month where we get together and design what we want. And I want to encourage you, if you're interested in that, to talk to me about that so we can create what feels authentic to our community as we are. There are many possibilities of taking up a shared cross. There will be discomfort moments, and there will also be great joy in carrying a shared cross. And we have one other one that is very challenging for us. This is about Belong Ottawa, the ministry that shares this building with St. John's. And we know through them that the city of Ottawa is facing an unprecedented crisis of homelessness and hunger. And Belong Ottawa has asked St. John's to increase their hours of service provided to the community. The need is actually for life itself, as you saw perhaps in the cold of coming in this morning. Cross carrying is never going to be super comfortable. It's the nature of it. But we've had community meetings where we heard your support. We want to figure out the capacity of this building for ministry and its several versions of ministry. And on behalf of our church corporation, both the wardens concluding their term and the new wardens coming to take up their term today, we have appreciated your questions and concerns and ideas, and we have heard you show us that the congregation's energy is broadly in favor of helping. We will figure out how to safeguard all the things we want to shoehorn into this building, but we heard you say that you want to help. We're not done with the idea of cross-bearing until we ask ourselves, what are we each carrying? What are you carrying that's hard for you? And collectively, what will we carry together in this coming year? Cross-carrying is uncomfortable. But if we create a space where we can help each other and be safe together and befriend each other, we'll do it. Thank you for sharing your vulnerability as we take down our walls for each other and live the robust community life of this church, St. John the Evangelist. Amen. In stillness and hope, let us pray to the Creator of the universe, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of truth, you know all of our actions, our words, and the thoughts of our hearts. Teach us to be honest with you and with ourselves. Bind up that within us which is broken. Calm that within us which is disturbed. And transform that within us which has gone awry, that our souls may be filled with the gentleness, the justice, and the joy that we have come to know in Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of wisdom, we pray for your church, that you would guide us on our journey through Lent. Help us to find time and space in our busy lives to listen to your voice. Help us to reconnect with our deepest selves and our sacred purpose. Clear away the distortions and restore in us perspective and clarity, that we may see the world and ourselves as you see us, allowing us to engage in our lives with renewed direction and energy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, we pray for our world. We pray for all those who stand up to oppression at great personal cost. We pray today also for the many people who have been forced to leave their homes due to war, persecution, or poverty. May they find refuge for themselves and their families. May they find kind and compassionate people who are willing to share what they have with others who have lost everything. And may they be offered the opportunity to rebuild their lives and find belonging in new communities, reclaiming their independence and their dignity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of mercy, we pray for our community. We pray especially for all those who continue to struggle to find housing, including refugees, students, low-income households, those with addictions, and those who struggle with mental illness. We pray for their safety and well-being and for those organizations, institutions, and individuals working tirelessly to bring them aid in the form of shelter, clothing, food, and especially political advocacy around housing, poverty, addiction treatment, and mental health supports. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, we pray for all those known to us who are sick or suffering, and those that grieve the loss of loved ones or lost relationships. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of love, we pray for our country, Canada, in a world that seems ever more divided, and where bullies seem to be increasingly able to act with impunity. Give us the courage to remain faithful to a kinder vision for human society, one where leaders are admired less for their wealth or ability to crush adversaries, and more for their willingness to protect the weakest. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we ask your blessings today for Shane, our bishop, Linda, our primate, Anne, our metropolitan, and for all those who minister at St. John's, including Gary, Alan, Christina, Pat, Karen, Barb, Kimberly, Carrie, Jesse, Stephen, Brian, Michelle, Jill, Monica, Barb, Jeff, and Mariana. We pray also for the staff, volunteers, and participants in the programs of the Well. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God, our inspiration, you call us to reach out beyond ourselves to new possibilities and fresh hopes. In the journey of this season of Lent, give us the openness to hear what you might be saying to us and the humility to be transformed into our truest selves. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
This is a song that we are inviting everybody to participate. Yes. And we think this is a song that is also in English. It's there's an English version. I'm not sure if you all know it, but it's a song that says, I hear the Savior say, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. And indeed, we find this song very relevant. And it is because of the blood of Jesus Christ that we are all here and that we can stand. And that is the blood that has made us one. And all the debts that we heard, God has paid it all for us. Amen. And we are glad to sing this song together with you. Please join us. We can sing it in our mother tongue, but the refrain, you can also go in English as we sing it in our mother tongue. And we celebrate this. We celebrate the love of Jesus Christ together. Amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
And now may the peace of our God, which completely passes our understanding, keep your hearts and your minds and your bodies and everything that makes up who you are in the knowledge and love of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the blessing of our God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with each of you, be amongst all of you, and remain with you and all whom you love, wherever they are in the world, now and forever.
Amen.
Peace, the lavender, the lavender.